Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Lloyd Clark. His new book is The Commanders, The Leadership Journey of George Patton, Bernard Montgomery, and Erwin Rommel. These are professional soldiers. They devote themselves to understanding warfare and yet politics. The course for Erwin Rommel is deeply compromised by the rise of the National Socialists, the Nazis. And it is surprising to learn that right away Rommel establishes what you'd have to say is a manipulative relationship with the Führer, with Adolf Hitler. And he goes through periods of admiring him and not admiring him, being punished by him and not being punished by him. Professor, this is the strangest part, because once you associate Rommel with Hitler, he's not the same inspirational figure he was before. It's troubling only because it's impossible to remove the fact that he would have known of the remarks that Hitler said, repeated again and again, treating human beings as worthy of being destroyed, particularly the Jews, but many more people than that. Did Rommel reflect on that in his letters to Lucy, the anti-Semitism? Did he talk about it?
No, I think he tended to gloss over what we might describe as the most extreme excesses of Hitler's politics and personality. And as you say, he had this love-hate relationship with Hitler. And there were very few people, if any, that Rommel venerated more in his career. Most of the admiration that Rommel shows for anyone in a superior position to his own is directed wholly towards Hitler. His leadership, what he is perhaps providing Germany with to become a world-class power again. When he falls out of love with Hitler, it's not really for his politics, which, as I say, he glosses over. It's because he has let the army down, or let Rommel down. It's about trust. And whenever Hitler was untrustworthy, Rommel deems this to be a negative point against the Führer. And the longer the Second World War goes on, the more those negative points seem to add up to quite a lot for Rommel.
In August of 39, my note here says, Rommel attends the Führerhauptquartier. That's the command bunker for Hitler in the invasion of Poland. He's there for the evening briefings every day. And then he is assigned to command Hitler's personal entourage, the security for him, with SS squads. I immediately got anxious about the SS presence. What did Rommel make of the SS and their mission to destroy humans?
I don't think he liked the SS. I don't think he liked what they stood for, or their politics, or the way they went about their business, and the way that they tried to usurp the army. He saw them largely as thugs, but thugs that had to be endured because they were part of the system and therefore had to be put in their place when they could be, and reconciled with his own ambitions when necessary. So certainly not a supporter, but then Rommel isn't a man that particularly stands up against the Nazi regime until perhaps later in 1944. So I think he was at best ambivalent towards the Nazis and the SS.
And we speak of Rommel now as a field commander, but these moments of speaking with Hitler, he's a Swabian, not a Prussian. They always made that distinction. He avoided the command college that he was invited to. You emphasize the fact that he wanted to stay with the men. Is he disregarded by the Prussians? Are the Prussians envious, jealous, competitive with him? How do they regard his closeness as Swabian, who is not born to lead, that close to the Führer?
All of those things, John, I think. He was from the wrong class. He was from the wrong part of the country. He hadn't been to the best military schools. He wasn't a part of the general staff, along with many of the Prussian aristocrats that aspired to senior rank. And of course, he allied himself with the Führer, who himself was an outsider, was a man of low birth, poor behaviors and bad manners. But there was that connection there, possibly between the Führer and Rommel, because of that. They were both outsiders, and they were both fighting against what they felt was the pernicious influence of the Prussians within the army. And that connection was strong.
Finally, he wrote a book called Infantry Attacks, 1937. It sold in the millions. There may be, they said Hitler read it. Is that when he became a national personality, that book?
Yes, I think most definitely it is. It actually elevated him out of the ordinary, another officer trying to make his way into the great professional that could use the lessons of Germany's past for the benefit of the future.
Professor Lloyd Clark, The Commanders, The Leadership Journey of George Patton, Bernard Montgomery, and Erwin Rommel. Three men on the eve of the catastrophe itself, the war. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.